Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with bassist Zachary Swanson of the improvising jazz group Trio Zolo. He talked about the band's history, COVID life, and their debut album, Flower and Song. This group is composed of Mexican-American bassist Zachary, Baltimore-based saxophonist Derek Michaels, and Lithuania percussionist Dalius Naujo. They are all deft at interplay, delivering free-flowing stream-of-consciousness improvisations. It's a great story. Enjoy.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. So I'm the bass player in the band, sort of taking on the role of the organizer, at least for this album. But yeah, musically, it's a collective between the three of us.
I guess the first thing before we get to the album and music life is, you know, we've gone through COVID. It's been rather trying. How did you all survive COVID for the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all things considered, I can't complain too much. Like, personally, you know, I don't have, of course, the amount of gigs that I'm playing is down, but things are coming back, and hopefully I'll have more and more regular things coming through in the future. You know, as it pertains to our band, like, it's been a little bit slow and mostly just working on the album.
So let's talk about the album. You know, it's coming out during a pretty advantageous time. I mean, we're coming out of this pandemic, there's live gigs, it's warm outside. What does this release mean?
This album has been, you know, a little bit in the making and some delays due to COVID and other things. For a minute there, I was waiting around to see if we, you know, to try and release it when we could play some shows. At a certain point, I decided to just go forward with it anyway. And then by the time it's actually released, we're now in the place to be able to do that and play a little bit. So that's, you know, the timing sort of ended up working out in a way. Of course, it's always great to have the energy of a live show. I think it captures a different side of music than recording does. So I'm super excited to, you know, get back out there with those guys and do some shows.
So in Flower, in Song, talk to me a little bit about how you constructed and put this together. You said it was kind of a process in the making. Kind of talk to me a little bit about that.
The album is a collection of improvised pieces. Our band, you know, I'm bad with years, but we have been around, you know, we've been playing together as a trio for, you know, maybe 6 years or something. It's one of those things where, you know, Derek lives in Baltimore. Dalius is back and forth between Lithuania and New York. You know, I'm here in New York, and just sort of the, even though Baltimore is not that far away, but logistically it was sort of always tricky to get the group together. But ever since we first played, I felt like the band was a really, you know, sort of comfortable playing environment, and I liked what was happening. So I sort of had it in mind to document the band. So we did the recording after really only playing a handful of shows and a handful of times together. And then beyond that, like the actual process for recording the album, after we did the session, I wanted to take a bit of time and like step away from the recording. When I came back to pick the selections, I had sort of a fresh set of ears on it, and I wasn't really, you know, I didn't remember exactly how the session went, just so I could hear all of the improvs in sort of a new light. The process of selecting takes and everything just took me a while, just since that's how I sort of approached it with that in mind. And then once we started the mixing, that's when COVID first happened. I had done maybe one round of mixing. I was going in to schedule the next and final round of mixing, and then all the studios were shut down. So we took a little bit of break just as everything settled, and then eventually got back on track with it. I ended up doing a sort of mixing and mastering remotely with the engineer. So that was sort of a different, you know, wrinkle to deal with. And then after that, you know, 577 Records handled everything as far as putting the final touches on the release.
So how did you guys hook up? How did all of this come together?
Well, Derek, the saxophone player, and I used to live in Baltimore, and we played together when I was there, you know, all the time. He's someone that I sort of, I guess in my sort of early days of working in improvised music, connected with him there. So, you know, Baltimore's sort of a small scene, and we had some sort of similar ideas about what types of improvised music we were interested in and sort of different types of avenues to explore. So we played together all the time. And then after I moved to New York, Dalius was someone that, you know, I just ended up on a gig with him, and I loved his sort of like free spirit in nature. And he just like instantly, you know, sort of like the bass and drum connection is so important. He was someone that I felt really comfortable, like the music could really go in any direction. After that, I was like, hey, you know, these two guys are people that I both really like playing with to try and get a session together. So we just did like a little, you know, in a practice room somewhere, brought them together, and it really, you know, it felt like it was great. It felt like I was playing with two people that I knew really well, and then they sort of had their own connection too. So that's why I was particularly excited to document this group.
So I guess that's the thing too, and you probably have already kind of said it, but probably more in an out and out way, you know. There is a chemistry, there is a magic that goes into groups that makes them work well together. What is it that works so well that makes you want to be with these guys and to make music?
I guess if I had to sort of distill it down to one idea, Derek and Dalius are both really, from the moment they play, there's a level of like concentration and engagement in the process of making music. Like they're fully committed, which is to me like a place I'm always trying to get to with any band that I'm in. But those guys are just able to really quickly just like get right to the music. And, you know, that's sort of the thing that I think we all have in common, that we're trying to, you know, just trying to always be in that place and that like right in the moment. So for me, that's like the sort of through line between all of their playing.
With the way that you kind of make this organic, free-flowing improv sound, who have been influences, not only on you, but on the band, jazz-wise, that you've admired, that maybe you kind of emulate, so to speak, in how you do what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that there's, like, a group that I can point to that's like, hey, we're trying to do this. Though at the same time, you know, we're not necessarily setting out to, like, create something new either. So I can only speak for myself personally, but, you know, from a jazz standpoint, I've always loved, you know, William Parker, of course, like incredible, you know, diverse body of work in all different types of improv. Sort of even some, just purely from like an instrumentation standpoint, the sort of sax, bass, drums group, like Ornette has had a few trios like that. And then also thinking a little bit like more in the jazz tradition, like Sonny Rollins is the record Way Out West that I always liked, and just sort of like that, something about the bass, sax, drums format really spoke to me.
As we do kind of start returning to live music more and more, what do you hope we all collectively realize about the power of live music as we get back to it?
It's really about connecting for me, and I think the best way to do that is to see the music live, and there's sort of like an energy that, you know, you can only capture so much on recordings, where it's just like there's a different feeling, you know, there's like a physical sensation when you're in the room with the music. To me, yeah, it's just about connecting with people, the band connecting together, the audience, and sort of like the whole ambiance of the show, you know. And I also, having music in more of like a concert setting is something that people are maybe thinking a little bit more about, because there's limited chances to present music. So when we do, you know, we should take advantage and like put something really special together if we can. So yeah, thinking, I guess, just trying to be as intentional as we can with what we're putting out, and hopefully it resonates with audiences.
What's the future for you guys? You know, I know that there's definitely no crystal ball, but just kind of what's the roadmap as we head forward?
Yeah, well, so for this group, I'm working on booking some CD release shows, which will be in August and September, most likely. But beyond that, I would actually like to do a live album with this band. I think that might capture some different elements of what we do. So that's something that I'll be looking at in the future.
Perfect. Hey, Zachary, thank you for taking some time out for the show today. I appreciate you opening up about the trio, and good luck with everything as we move forward with the album and live shows.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. And also thank you for, you know, giving all sorts of diverse musicians in jazz a platform. So really wonderful. So thank you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Baltimore, Lithuania, Mexico, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Zachary on behalf of the band for his time and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for all things Joe Domino, JoeDomino.com. And there you can donate via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.